Welcome back to Following Know It Honest Homelight Podcast. This week is episode maybe 226, or maybe it's not an episode, or maybe I don't know what's going on anymore. Paul, how are you?
Doing wonderful. You're right, Trevor. This is definitely very different from anything we've done. So I'm excited, a little nervous. I think this might get a little competitive. You know, hopefully no one's feelings get hurt if we choose what the other wanted. But yeah, we're building our bingo boards for real for Stormlight 5.
Yeah, briefly, what were we in? Sunlit? Somebody mentioned we needed a Wind and Truth bingo card, and here we are. We're going to make one. There's going to be a link in the description if you would like to make one for yourself. We will be... Actually, I'll intro Elliot first before I do some rules. Elliot, how are you?
I'm doing great. The hype for Wind and Truth is building to an absolute crescendo. At our time of recording this, we are spot on a month, I think. A little more. A month, a little more. 3 days from Wind and Truth physical copies in our hands. I could not be more excited. And bingo card seems like the perfect way to ratchet up the excitement even more.
Yeah. I will go ahead and roll intro, and then we will get into the rules of what exactly we are doing here. Okay, so brief overview of the rules before we get into this. We are going to make a 5x5 bingo card right here, and we asked our Discord of different events that could feasibly happen in Stormlight. Some are serious, some are not so serious, and we have sorted them into two categories of what we think is likely to happen and what we think is unlikely to happen. Now, I'll put a caveat here. I have read through, at the time of this recording, Wind and Truth chapter 23, I think, 26, 25, something like that. And I disqualified things that were explicitly spelled out in those previews, but it was next to nothing. So we are going to go through all of our options here and draft one by one stuff to put on our bingo cards. We can put them anywhere we want, except for on the diagonals, we have to put what we have deemed to be unlikely in the diagonals. So we can't stack like a bunch of likely things in one column or a couple columns and then put stuff we think is unlikely on the other side of the board, if that makes a little bit of sense. If you want to play along, I'll put a link to these options that we've drafted in the description. You can make your board however you want. These are just the rules that we're going to play by.
We're being mean to each other. So Trevor has made us not stack all of our likely options together.
Correct.
But you're welcome to do it however you'd like. Try to get a bingo from reading Stormlight 5. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So I'm going to be cordial and allow Elliot to go first. And then Paul will go second, and then I will go third, and then we will restart with Elliot. So out of 85 different options of different things that are more or less likely to happen, Elliot, what would you like to start with?
Man, so many options here. Okay, I'm going to, a little strategy here. I think there's a few unlikelies on here that you guys have underrated. So I'm going to try and snag up some of those first. What do I think is going to happen most likely? I'm going to go ahead and grab, where is it? Kaladin enters Shadesmar. We have that as unlikely. I think that's very possible. I'm going to grab it, put it on my diagonal.
What Kaladin number enters is Shadesmar.
It is 48. Row 48.
Okay. Elliot has grabbed Kaladin enters Shadesmar. Paul.
All right. Elliot, that was very cordial of you to choose from the unlikelies. I am going to choose a likely one. And fully motivated on, you know, this is for fun. I'm just doing it because he's my favorite character. Number one on the Excel sheet, on the spreadsheet, is number two. But number one of the list is Adolin becomes a Knight Radiant. And that is what I'm going to snag first.
Okay.
So since it is likely, I'm not putting it on a diagonal. But that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, make sure to add it to your board and then add that you claimed it on the spreadsheet. I am going to start with something that may be unlikely. Elliot wrote it off pretty quickly as we ranked this. But I think Roshar will be revealed as an ether planet, as an ether was originally on the planet. And based on what we know of the Midnight Mother, that is what I'm drafting first. That is what we've ranked as unlikely. And I will add it to my board.
All yours. You can have it. All right. I've got my next one. Another unlikely. I think that more than one herald will die. It's row 38.
38.
Very, very possible in my mind. More than one herald dies.
And just for clarification, when we say die, anything that says die on this list means like confirmed no longer coming back. Like they're in the beyond, like for sure. Because, you know, Harold dying, like they die all the time. But
true. Yes, agree.
Okay.
Okay. I think that means I'm up next, right? It's not against the rules, to my knowledge, that I can choose two likelies in a row. I'm gonna be that guy. I'm gonna be a little bit mean and keep picking off our likelies. I'm gonna say that Vasher and Nightblood exchange at least two lines of dialogue, because this is more of, for me, this is less of a, this is gonna be correct, but more of my wish list of what I want to see, and that's one of the things I definitely would like to see.
Okay. I'm going to snag the easy, almost confirmed, Shallan is pregnant. Where is it?
Almost confirmed, he thinks.
Yeah.
Who was it? I think it was it Vin that I was very confident was going to be pregnant at some point? And then she never was?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, could be a good one. All right, my next one. Ooh, I had my eye on this one from the start. Gavinor or Oroden Bond Aspren. One of our little ones.
That's
any
a fun
point
one.
In the book.
Where's that one?
Bond Aspren, row 36.
Near the top. Or no, it's not. Yeah.
Row 36.
36.
Unlikely. It is going right on my X.
The or does a lot of work on that one. The or I don't think and would be a good pick.
No, that
but the
would
or
definitely not happen.
Yeah.
That's a fun one. Okay, I'm speaking of ores, I'm choosing another ore. This one is an unlikely, row 46. I am going to add that we will visit either Braze or Ashen, or both. That is rather unlikely, but like I said, this is my wish list more than a bingo card for me. So, and just to point of clarification, Trevor, because it is unlikely does not mean it has to go on my diagonal, right?
Correct.
Just but, that.
But unlikely only unlikelies can go on diagonals.
Okay.
Perfect. Correct. You can put it wherever if it's an unlikely. I am going to have a wishful thinking as opposed to something that I think is actually going to happen. Rock will have dialogue. I'm snagging Rock will have a dialogue. Where's Rock? There it is. I scrolled past him. There he is. Number 67.
I've got another one. I'm going up to the likelies now. I've grabbed a couple unlikelies that I wanted. I think the first likely one that I need is number row 14. The origin is mentioned. Okay. Definitely seems like that's going to happen.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty good gimme.
That is a good one, Elliot. That was a great choice. Okay, while he adds that, I've got mine picked out. Another unlikely, which, as an aside, we got more predictions of this. For the record, we consolidated, deleted duplicates, anything that's been, you know, confirmed or anything like that, we've already deleted from this list. But one of the ones we got the most is that Pattern will die, and that we have deemed unlikely, but I'm going to go ahead and snag it because it might happen.
Row 71.
Yes, there we go.
All right. And my final one that I've pre-drafted, the rest I'm just going to go off of feel as I scroll through this. But the final one that I definitely wanted was a listener rides a chasm fiend. I think a listener will definitely ride a chasm fiend before the end of the book. Or singer. Got to put that caveat in there.
Okay. You didn't pick it. So I'm going to, Trevor. I'm going to steal it from you. Sorry. Unlikely, down at the bottom, row 82 says Tien speaks dialogue.
You snake.
Yep. You had plenty of chances to take it.
Yeah, that's true.
I did, but I didn't think you would take it.
Oh, yes. It is stolen.
I think me and Elliot's strategy should just be to steal Trevor's prompts. I know more about the book than you do. No, you just had more time to mull through the other books.
Oh yeah, fair.
Okay. For mine, I'm going back up to the likely list, and I'm going to steal. Emphasis on steal, because it's very highly contested, I'm sure. I'm going to steal the coveted row 4. Dalinar's butt is mentioned again. We deemed that this was likely, and for good reason. He's been mentioned before. He's sure to be mentioned again. Going to steal that.
You might as well put that one in your free space.
The memes will flow.
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't talk about the free space, actually. We should talk about that for a second. We've got the center marked as a free space, right? I actually thought of something I wanted to submit, but I didn't because it's such a gimme. We could easily make the free space. Shallan is finally revealed as Light Song.
As Light Song, yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Go ahead and replace yours, Paul.
It really is interchangeable. You're right. It is fully interchangeable. If you'd like to change that on yours, you're welcome to. To me, it looks the exact same, so I'm just going to leave it as is.
All right. I'm going to dip into the likelies. Y'all are going for the likelies too fast here. It is currently snowing in a scene. It will be actively snowing at some point.
I made sure to clarify this with Trevor, actually. I'm going to call him out. This is one of Trevor's submissions, right? It can't be that it has snowed and our characters are in snow, but it Correct. Must actively be snowing at that Correct. Moment. Okay.
Just a couple lines down below that one, I'm going to grab 6 different heralds have dialogue.
Go ahead. This one is crazy that it's likely that you put this for likely. There's no way 6 heralds have dialogue.
I think it's. I've had mixed feelings on this. I think it's a given. Mixed feelings on this. If there is a book for it, it's going to be this. The closest we've had is Oathbringer, where there's a good bit of heralds mentioned. I feel like I almost took this one next. So
we've got 4 of them already in and amongst our. Heroes, 5 even. Like, all we need is one more. One more.
No way.
Okay, right, Paul. On the number, the lucky number here, you know, Elliot took 6 different heralds have dialogue. I'm going to say, row 25, another likely, that more than 6 shards are mentioned and epigraphs count. That's okay. What I'm going for it.
But my only argument against this is we've already been there and done that. We had the letter last book of listing all the shards. I don't think this is actually as likely as you think.
All right. Well, I think it's likely, Trevor. 3. And I think we're going to get some I think there's no too much want, and I think Brandon Sanderson knows it, for people to catch on to random shard mentions. So I think we'll get more than six.
I am going to draft three Colins die.
Whoa.
Sad. Yeah, at least three Colins die. So if more than three, then I still get it, right? Surely. Yes.
That will be pretty devastating if we lose three Colins.
Anybody with the last name Colin. So that could be Gavinor. That could be Navani. That could be Shallan.
Okay. Next up, unlikely. I'm going to go, I need to fill in the rest of my X here. Row 61 says a third bondsmith swears the first ideal.
Okay.
I think we could absolutely see this. I'm going to grab it. I even have some ideas on who this might be. But
yeah, you have enough. You submitted the Adolin one higher up, didn't you?
I did. I had some ideas as I was thinking about this. I think a shocking reveal would be Adolin as a bondsmith.
Yeah.
I want to add on to that briefly, because I've had the prediction as of like 2 weeks ago that I think Adolin is going to become a stone ward. My reasoning, because in Words of Radiance, he uses stones as a swear word. So
does he?
Yes, stones. He does. I remember because it caught my attention very deliberately.
Who is he?
There it is. He's going to be
is he secretly Shin?
No. Maybe. No, he's secretly a world hopper from Yumi's planet.
You're right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. From Kayoshi or whatever it's called.
Kamashi?
That's what it is. Kamashi.
Yeah. Okay. For my next one, I've been scrolling. I've been trying to find one that really speaks to me. There's a couple that I'm going back and forth between. But I think the one I'm going to take is row 54. It says a character that we know is revealed to be a Chondra.
Okay. So bold. Not that a Chondra is introduced, a character that we've already been introduced to reveals as a Chondra.
Has been mentioned at some point. It doesn't have to be a major character, but a mentioned character that we know is revealed to be a Chondra.
I'm holding out for Dimmu to be a Chondra. Although that would mean Dimmu would be dead. So never mind. All right. I am going all in on ethers. An ether is described and used.
Wow.
I don't think we would have spent as much time as we did before Stormlight 5 without them at least being somewhat relevant.
Okay. All right. I'm going to grab another likely. You guys are leaving some low hanging fruit up here still. Row 16. Someone says, anyone says, honor is not dead.
Yeah, you can put that in your free space.
I feel like it, yes.
But I'll see what I can do, I guess.
Speaking of free spaces, I also was looking at the likelies again, Elliot. I'm going to take row 6, a schism within the Skybreakers. I think we're going to have Zeth nail someone.
Okay.
Some people are going to disagree.
I don't like this one because I feel like this has already happened. Because Zeth is with Kaladin and Nail is not with Kaladin. So I feel like this is already a thing.
I'm okay deleting it personally. Or we could.
Well, how about we leave it in and you can take it if you want. But we redefine it as like some other Skybreakers break away from Nail.
Okay.
That's how I would talk about it too. It can't just be one rebel. It has to be like two or more groups.
Like
factions. Is it Nail? Form.
Did I spell that right? I just updated it live.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay. I'm fine with that. I'm going to change my guess then, or my prediction.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, I'm also jumping back up to the likelies, Elliot. I'm going to take another one, which I think is a pretty given one, that Adonalsium is mentioned more than 7 times. That is a lot of mentions.
That's a lot.
7?
Okay, we also have to define this one. Is it like Adonalsium, the word is in the book more than 7 times? Or if like there's a conversation where they're talking about Adonalsium, is that one?
No, Adonalsium, like the Adonalsium is mentioned more than 7 times in the book.
Okay. All right. I do think we can keep that as likely then. All right.
Okay. Deal. That's mine.
All righty. You guys are not prioritizing these unlikelies as much as you should.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously, a sport is mentioned or created. I'm going to snag this one. Shout out to Wayne.
Oh, what are we doing? Okay, so there's a prediction in here. It probably should have been picked first before any of the rest of these. And I cannot believe that all of us have missed it so far. I'm jumping on number 20, likely. Someone publishes a book.
Someone publishes a book. So I do agree this is likely, but I think Wind and Truth may be written after Wind and Truth.
Possible.
Which might be the problem.
But
I
this is also any book.
True. Of
any kind.
I agree with Elliot. I think that was a given. I'm surprised it hasn't. Another one, which I am surprised has not been taken yet, in the unlikely category, row 69, Roshar is destroyed.
Ooh, there's no way that happens.
This is happening.
No way.
Okay, destroyed as we know it. Like it's like a, and this like the planet still might exist, but in the same way that what the previous planet that the Alethi were allegedly at, it was destroyed. It's still there.
I'm willing to be lenient on this definition. It's still not happening. It's still not happening.
Well, it's my bingo card, Trevor, and we'll see what happens.
I'm mad I forgot about this. This is my prediction. I think this is absolutely going to happen. I think full-on Death Star Roshar the planet will not exist.
What about Carbon? It has to be a city on a hill, remember?
Nope. It will all be gone.
Okay.
See, now we're talking, Elliot.
I'm pulling Paul's vague submission here and stealing it from him. Cultivation is the mastermind behind the plot. This is vague enough to where I'm just going to argue it from day one and try to like convince you every single episode that I can put this on my bingo card.
All right. Sorry, I got distracted. I realized I cheated a second ago and put a likely on my X. So I've remedied that problem.
Sorry, we'll review at the end and call you cheater then.
Back. I'm no longer a cheater. Back to the list here. Oh, what do I need to grab? What do I need to grab? Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Ooh, I feel like I'm stealing one from Paul here. That's only fair. I stole one from Trevor earlier. Paul, I'm going to steal. I stole Trevor's TN one. I'm going to steal your Zeth one. Likely, row 26, Zeth will die.
Zeth will die. I agree.
I don't think Zeth will die. I didn't want to take that one.
Copium.
Yeah, probably so. I'm realizing now a lot of our characters dying are not on the list, and I feel like that's the big ones. You know, is Dalinar going to die? Is Kaladin going to die? None of those are actually on the list.
I grouped them in row 30.
Are they? 3 Kolens die. Well, that's very different. Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to put one that is the top of my wish list, or near the top of my wish list, row 39, that Tanavast has a POV chapter or interlude. I definitely am hoping for that. It'd be awesome, so I'm going to take it.
All right. There's something down at the bottom here that I wanted to... Oh, unmade. There are more than 5 unmade in shown at some point.
Maybe.
More than 5, though.
Yes.
That's kind of tough.
All right. This next one is making me, like, tear up just thinking about it. and I really, really hope it does not happen, but it might. So I'm going to pick it. I'm going to take unlikely. Kaladin and Syl are not bonded at the end of the book.
Where's that one?
Row 42.
That is a tough one. I'm going to go on the complete flip side of you, Elliot. I'm going to say, number 12, that Kaladin says the fifth ideal. That one's much happier. Maybe.
But not mutually exclusive. Context.
That's true. They could both happen, but yeah. We will see. Mm-hmm. Mine, they're unlikely to both happen, that's for sure.
Well, I actually argue that maybe they are both likely to happen, but
well, I'll let you argue that. That's okay.
All righty. I'm going to take... Man, I was going to take more than two fifth ideals or sworn, but more than two?
Yeah.
I don't... Two, I would grab. More than two, I don't think I can grab. Where's Teft? Yep, Teft speaks dialogue. Grabbing that one. Holding out for a hope.
See, whenever we were looking through the list of submissions, which, by the way, thank you to everyone for sending in your submissions. I saw some of these that were like X person says dialogue, and I'm like, that's so vague and easy. Like that's, and then I actually looked and thought, and I was like, if Teft is speaking, then that's a big deal.
I think it is. It is the same plausibility as Tien speaking, right? Because Tien spoke in Rhythm of War when he was very much dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's flashbacks, that's another thing. There is likelihood for that. But if Teft shows up and starts talking modern day, then all of our bingo cards are out the window. So, yeah. Except Trevor's.
Am I next? Trevor just went, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm grabbing another unlikely. This one is kind of crazy. Might be a psycho for taking it, but we're doing it. Honor is held in full by a vessel. I think there's maybe some kind of implied steps that have to happen in this, in that maybe honor has to be reformed and then taken on by a vessel in this. But I think all that is very possible in the Sanderlanch of a book 5 here. So I'm going to grab it.
Yeah, I think it's a decent grab.
Speaking of decent grabs, I grabbed one which I think is rather decent. Row 15. I'm picking off these likelies. So y'all are going to have to watch out. I'm getting competitive here. I am taking row 15 that we learn what shattered the planes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one to grab.
I'm actually surprised that one was still in the pool.
Well, I have finished my diagonals, so I'm scrolling back up to look at these likelies that are still here. I will grab 7. Anti-light is used to kill someone we know. Assuming that includes Spren. Does that include Spren?
Sure.
I assume so.
Okay. That seems like a pretty easy one.
I think we're grabbing the last few of maybe the super obvious ones, but I think we've got at least one more here. It is number 21. We will see Risen's Dawn Shard in use.
Well, okay.
I don't think we would have spent the time we did going to watch her get it if it wasn't going to be relevant at some point.
That is one I was really considering taking. It's a good choice. Okay. Going down, I'm going to steal one that was my own submission. Just as a side note, this could be at row 33, says we will see the weeping. I think it's going to happen in the form of like a flashback or something, you know, something of that nature. But I feel like we're going to get a scene that shows that. So that's what I'm going to take.
So the question for me is, does the weeping occur in Shinnevar? Because I think if the weeping does occur in Shinnevar, your odds go up dramatically based on who's book this is a flashback for.
That's a good point. We'll see. I don't know the answer to that.
Is me next?
Sure is.
All right. The fourth bridge is used in a battle.
That's a good one.
I was considering doing that next.
I had my eyes on for sure. That one's going to happen for sure.
I'm going to grab another one I think is fairly likely, and I'm actually glad to grab it because I love this kind of stuff. In our likely category, an entire chapter is dedicated to Fabrials or light mechanics. Please, please, please give me as many chapters of these as you can, Brandon.
I'd also be willing to... I'm going to be pretty lenient on this one and say like 75% of the chapter. If we're talking about like a Fabrial and then we have like a side conversation about something else, I'll include it.
Yeah. Like the chapter's premise is to learn about Fabrials and light mechanics. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. I think that's likely. I'm taking one, which is another one that's just on my wish list. The last one of the list, row 86, Xyle and Azure exchange dialogue. I don't know that will happen, but it's on my wish list. So,
I mean, this has been on people's wish list since Words of Radiance. So,
that's true.
Or Oathbringer more accurately. But all righty, I'm going to grab the likely all shards remain on Roshar at the end of the book.
That one I'm really torn on. I thought about grabbing it, but I think I'm just so all in on my Roshar is not even going to be a planet thought that it doesn't allow me to pick it.
Well, see, my question is, why is everybody leaving Roshar if Odium is going to leave Roshar, right? Like in the Lost Metal, we see a bunch of people are running away from Roshar, which is where your theory comes in, Elliot. But I think the one that's plausible to leave Roshar is Odium, and I think Odium will stay. So,
all right, I think we're starting to get into some of the trickier ones now. Ooh, here's one I have a question for you guys. So, row 40 says Hoid leaves Roshar. How would you guys define that one? Is that like we see Hoid off of Roshar at any point, or like by the end of the story, he's no longer on Roshar?
I feel like that is. Like, it can't be him having a flashback to being on another planet. If he leaves Roshar and comes back to Roshar at some point in the story, I'll give it to you. I don't think it has to be at the end of the book.
So not flashback.
No, that's my thought. But
not flashback. And also, so a couple caveats here. I put this one in, and when I wrote it, I said Hoid physically leaves Roshar. So if his body is still on Roshar and he's mentally like hanging out with Frost or something, like mechanics and all that aside, I think Hoid physically has to leave Roshar, and he could also come back. Like if he goes and visits Silverlight for some information and comes back, that counts.
Okay. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to grab it. I can think of enough different scenarios where that could be fulfilled that I think it's worth grabbing. Like I'm going to add to the text here, not flashback or something like that.
All right. Well, I'm jumping up to more likelies. Number 5, massive anti-light fueled explosion. Once again, this one I think is fairly likely, and it's also a wish list. I think that's going to be awesome.
Completely feasible. I want to grab number 10, We Meet All the Living Heralds, but there's one herald that I don't think we will meet, and so I'm not going to grab it. I do think the Pure Lake Fish are going to be mentioned, though, so I will grab that. I think we'll have enough interludes that they surely will be mentioned by someone.
All right. I've still got one spot left on my X, and I'm hunting through the unlikelies here to find the right diamond in the rough to fill my slot.
Go all in on your Adolin Bondsmith thing.
Ooh. I don't know if I can trust that one to the fate of... I might stick it later on, but not in my trusty diagonal slot here. I saw a decent one. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Here we go. I think this one's decently likely. Row 49, someone enters a chasm on the Shattered Plains. And hopefully by someone, we mean like anyone.
We do mean anyone.
And I almost took that one. That's a good one.
Something we do have to clarify, though. Do they have to be alive? If someone's like dead body gets thrown in a chasm, does that count?
I mean, I think the phrase someone enters a chasm is referring that they're choosing to enter the chasm at some point, whether that's right. desperation or whatever. I don't think a dead body being slinged in would count.
Like,
I do think anyone, if they fall in,
would Esh and I count is my question.
Not unless someone's like visiting her. So no, like, Eshenai herself does not count.
Like her being thrown in or whatever?
Yeah, like at the end of Words of Radiance, when Eshenai gets tossed in the chasm and she dies from it, does that count?
No.
I think if they're alive when they're thrown in, it counts.
and they die at the bottom?
Yeah, I think that's
a good one. Yeah, if they're alive upon entrance, they count.
I think...
Deal.
If they're dead and you're kicking them over to fall into the chasm, I don't think, you know.
Okay. Good clarification.
We'll go with that. Okay. I'm stealing up all the likelies. Number 19, someone uses the terms knights, shades, or rusts as an expletive.
That's a good one. Yeah. Shades is obviously Threnody. Rusts is obviously Scadrial. Knights is Cell? Is that right?
Well, so Shy says that, but it's actually kind of confusing why she says that.
But yeah, she's from Cell, so that's.
But you would think knights would be a Haldane thing.
Oh, maybe she uses knights as an honorific, though, right? Like, it was a bad thing, so it was like knights or days or whatever. Anyway, any more likelies that I should grab? The sibling or the Stormfather dies. I'm really conflicted on that one.
I've been sitting here with the same thought.
I could go either way of like that could definitely happen or the absolutely not. I think I'm going to grab it. And because of the Stormfather, I think the Stormfather is likely more likely to die than the sibling.
All right. My hot take is that I think we're done with likelies. We've got a few more on the list. I don't think any of them are going to happen. So I am all in on the unlikelies.
Okay.
But we're starting to get kind of tough with some of these. Where do we go? Ah, yes. Okay. I have my eye on this one, but I wanted it on the edge of my board because I'm not very confident in it, but I think it would be potentially awesome. And I use that word intentionally. Lyft declares she is not hungry.
Yes. I submitted this one.
That's a great choice.
I love it. I can imagine a number of different scenarios where that phrase specifically could be used to epic use.
Much less epic, unless there's a big moment. You know, more sad is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to take number 28, which is in our unlikely category, that Adolin dies, which I do not want to see happen for the record.
I was very torn on that. I almost went that direction.
I don't want to see that happen. However, I could see if it happens.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Silverlight is mentioned more than once. Not that I think that's super likely, but I'm running out of good ones to snag.
The more turns me off of that one. Once, I'd go for. Twice?
Yeah.
All right. I think I just spotted another one I should have grabbed a while ago. Row 57, more than two Highspren die from Anti-Light. That's a lot, but any Highspren,
yeah,
that could happen.
I think that's a good choice, Elliot. I could picture that happening in a large event, like an event where several Highspren die. You know, definitely more than two. I think that's fairly likely.
Nah. Now's a decent time to talk about. I think I did not put enough thought into strategy on where I was putting my things on my board, because I've got like a few in all in a row that are all sad things. And so if they all come to play and I get a bingo off that row, I'm going to be like in a corner crying.
We get we get three chapters towards the end of the book. I got a bingo, guys.
Yeah, yeah. It could happen.
All righty.
Okay. I have another one, which I'm going to go and grab 63. This one is definitely unlikely, but I think, I don't know how this would look, but I think it'd be cool if a third different type of storm is summoned. I do want to ask a slight point of clarification. This third storm, it just has to be a storm that is new, right? Like, we know a high storm, we know the ever storm, just some storm that's not one of those two, right? Not
correct.
Yeah, like and it is labeled as a storm, but
yeah, just different. There's two big theories on this one. Obviously, we have three shards. We're missing a storm. That's the first. There's going to be some lifelight storm at some point, or the Everstorm and the Highstorm actually combine into like a war storm, and that would also qualify.
Okay, that was going to be my next question: was if they combined, would that count? I would hope so.
That would count.
Definitely taking it. Perfect.
All right, I'm going to include, not that I think it will happen, but I think it would be cool. A Spren unbonds a Radiant. I put this one in there. We've been exploring a lot of Spren making their own decisions. I think it would be interesting.
Another clarification question for you. We have one that says a new Shallan persona.
Yes.
Would you include flashback in allowance for that one?
Yes.
Like if it's revealed that in the past she had a different...
Correct.
Yeah, I would count that.
Yes, okay. I would.
Then I'm grabbing that one.
Okay.
That was a good choice. If you didn't, that was what I was going to grab right there. Okay. I'm going to go for one that we discounted as unlikely. And while it may be unlikely, I think it's more likely than we think. Row 80, Taravangian loses Odium is what I'm going to take.
Okay.
Because this could count if Taravangian as the vessel dies and there's a new vessel for Odium, right?
Correct.
Okay. That is possible to happen. So I think it's fairly likely. I'm going to take it.
Yeah. If someone were to, you know, hold both Honor and Odium and it's not Taravangian, then yeah, that would count. I'm going to go with the one right above it. Zeth will wield and fight with two different Honor Blades. It specifically doesn't say at the same time, but he will wield and use two different Honor Blades.
That'll be epic if we see it.
That's true.
All right, it's getting slim pickings now, so I'm going to actually grab one that I submitted that I think would be fascinating if this happens. Major curveball. Shallan is the only Radiant to reach the fifth ideal.
No, I think that's the least likely thing on this list.
We get a fifth ideal, and it's none of the ones you're thinking, and it's Shallan. Or any persona of Shallan.
Okay. That is a hot take, Elliot. That one, I will be honest, I'm not rooting for that outcome, that she's the only one. I think it'd be cool if she does get her fifth ideal, but I think there's others we want to see too, ideally.
When that one wins me the bingo, in the 105th chapter of the book, I am coming back to this audio and I will hold it over your heads for the rest of your lives.
Yeah, it'll have to. You are welcome to hold it over my head for the rest of my entire life. I will give it to you proudly. But if it does happen earlier in the book, then you're going to have to go the whole rest of the book rooting that nobody else
gets
their fifth idea also.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
It's going to happen like the epilogue. Kaladin's going to like swear his fifth ideal as he's going
to... You're just going to cry out, no.
No!
You know? Yeah. Okay. Line 62, unlikely. A Spren is passed from one Radiant to another. I don't necessarily think this is going to happen, but given all of our Sunlit Man conversations and questions that have been brought up recently, this is a question I'd like to have answered. And if they are going to answer it, this might be how. So I'm going to take it.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's one down here that I was surprised. Oh, Sigzil ends the book in Shadesmar or otherwise off-world.
Who knows? Maybe those will be answered at the same time. Maybe he'll give his Spren to someone else, his Windrunner Spren, and then
maybe
ditch town, you know?
All right, I'm going to do something I said I wasn't going to do and go back up to the likelies. I don't like any of the rest of the likelies. I don't think any of them are going to happen, but we're out on the borders of my bingo card here. Do I want to do this?
There's only one more in the likelies that I would pick.
The one I'm going to grab is more than three previously named Windrunners die.
Okay.
And I'm really hesitant. I'm not confident in this because more than three, so four or more, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But there's also a fair number of Windrunners that have been named at this point.
It's true.
We got a lot added to the crew, so I'm grabbing that one.
We are getting to the more difficult times. It's a lot that we're really not certain about, don't really believe in fully. So we are taking some steps there. I'm also going to grab from the likely. I had one that I was looking at from the remaining list that I thought might happen. Not going to hang my hat on it, but I think we might meet all the living heralds. So I'm going to take that one.
I think it's funny. I said that I would only pick one of the remaining likelies, and neither of those were the ones I would pick.
Well, look at us.
I think cultivation might kill something.
I think that's likely as well.
I think that's actually really unlikely because cultivation, like by definition, grow things. Can she even do that?
That's why I put it in there, because you would think that cultivation, like by definition, can't do that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to learn a lot about shards in this book, and shards are going to do stuff they're not supposed to be able to.
Yeah.
I do think we're going to have an all-out shard war. I think it's really going to be wild. Maybe.
All right, Trevor, did you just grab one?
I did.
So I'm going to grab... This didn't even cross my mind. It's pretty far out there, but I think it's more likely than most of the things left on our list. I'm going to grab one about the fused named L. L the fused has a hemallergic spike.
A lot of people that one, hypothesized about this one.
I was going to say, this one got a couple submissions. We had to delete duplicates for this one. So that is actually a really good grab, Elliot. Okay, I'm going to grab one as well that I think is possible. Maybe not likely, but possible. I think that Cell is going to be mentioned. Row 51.
Did I grab... There will only be one storm remaining on Roshar and not mark it off?
Is it on your card?
That's what I'm trying to find.
If it's not on your card, then I don't think you've grabbed it. If it is, then you definitely have.
We talked about a third storm, but this is the other direction.
I took the third storm one.
You should also grab this one, Paul.
cover
your bases.
Fair point.
You also grabbed the weeping one. Yeah, you just all over the weather here.
All the weather. Yeah, I'm the weatherman. Yeah.
No. Surely there's... Oh, yeah, the Ishik gets married or confirmed married. How is this still not on?
That was going to be my next one, Trevor.
Ishik really gets married or is confirmed to have already been married. Of course. In fact, I have it on good authority that somebody asked Brandon this at Last Dragonsteel, and Brandon said, I'll do my best to include it. So there you go.
Ooh, wow.
Inside information. You're cheating over there.
Well, yeah.
It's fine. We'll give it to you. Okay, I'm going to grab one that I think is definitely unlikely, but not impossible. We've had a few times where Hoyd has sat someone down and like way over explained something to them. I think we could maybe get that with Hoyd over explaining about Dawn Shards. So I'm going to grab all four Dawn Shards are named or defined. I might lobby here actually to delete the word all, though, because
there might be more than four.
Yeah, if something drops and we learn like, oh, we've been told there's four, but then surprise, there's more. Will you give it to me if there's like four or more?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you definitely get the points for that.
Okay. Yeah, you could just even reword it as more than three. More than three Dawn Shards are named or defined.
Done.
Man, okay. We are getting to some slim pickings here. I'm debating between a couple. I think I'm going to go ahead and grab one. That's like I said, that we're talking wish list for me. I've really been on the wit. This is my wish list, not my bingo card. I'm going to take row 58 that more than two fifth ideals are sworn. I want to see a bunch. I'd like to see a couple. Maybe not too many, but...
Is Elliot the one that grabbed the Shallan one?
Yes.
He is, yes.
Okay. So more than two. So yeah, three fifth ideals are sworn. That's... Man, I don't know if...
That's not going to happen, but like I said, this is my wish list, not my bingo card. That's been my philosophy.
Yeah. Wit and Jasnah getting married, that's like absolutely not happening.
I really hope it happens now.
What's the other married one?
There is a Polona and Sabariel Mary.
Oh yeah, I grabbed the Ishik one. Polona, yeah, where's Polona and Sabariel?
It's row 56.
Yeah, I'll grab that. They're about to die, world's ending, let's get married. Yeah, I could see it happening.
All right, we're down to the last one.
Yep, yeah, I think this is our last choices now.
Last choice. Okay. Man. All right, we're gonna Hail Mary for this last one. We're all in. This is one of my predictions. I'm actually a little mad that it's left on the list and that none of you guys think this is a possibility. So, out of sympathy for myself, I'm gonna pick Adolin becomes the third bondsmith. You heard it here first. Gonna happen.
You could get two squares in one sentence, or you've ruined your board.
Yep.
Man, okay. I'd like to throw. Can I mention my honorable mentions? Not the ones that they're ones that I would like to choose. There's not enough space. I'm gonna mention a couple. I'd like to put on my board that Noadon calls Dalinar by name. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'd love for that to happen. I don't know how. That's not the one I'm choosing. I'm going to be strategic, even though it's lame. I'm going to say that we meet Chris. It's not that likely, but it's more likely than some of the others. Another one I'd like to shout out is somebody submitted that Kaladin and Leshwe will kiss.
Oh, goodness.
I am not putting that on my board because I don't think that's going to happen. But I just want to throw out some of these honorable mentions. There's some really, really funny ones on here. Last honorable mention, someone said Twin Soul in his Rosette Mecha will fight a Thunderclast, which really should have made it onto my board.
You don't think I'm going to pick that one?
Please do. It deserves to be picked.
All right. I'm going to end it with a bang. Even though I wish Noadon will mention Dalinar by name, I don't think it'll happen. A fourth shard will make an appearance in an epilogue.
Ooh.
I'm ending with an epilogue prediction that we will not find out for, I don't know, almost a year, I guess.
It's very specific, too. In an epilogue.
I think if it were to happen at some point, it would be in an epilogue. I don't think there will be a fourth shard actually making moves, but Sazed showing up and giving some advice to someone in an epilogue, feasible.
See, I was going to choose that one a while ago if it wasn't limited to the epilogue.
Fair enough. Yeah, if a fourth shard shows up in the Sanderlands, I'm gonna be like, dang it.
Yeah.
I needed you to wait. Alright. Let's review some of our boards. I'm gonna try to open this up for the stream here. All right, let's look at my board.
Okay.
Now, where do you guys think I've killed my board?
Where do I think you've killed your board?
Yeah.
That left column all the way on the left is not happening. There's no way. Sabarion, Polona, Pure Lake Fish, Cultivation,
Aether.
A lot of long shots.
Is maybe unlikely. I think three Kolin's Die is a bit unlikely. Also, does it count if it's more? Like, if there's four Kalins that die, does that not count?
I'll put three or more.
Okay. I think that's fair. I'll give you three or more because it's way too specific. Okay. I think a sport is definitely not going to be in this book. When you picked that one, I was shaking my head.
You don't think they're going to do Stormlight Quidditch?
I don't think so. Even though I think that's a really fun one, like I like that it's on your bingo board, it just would not make it onto my bingo board.
Yeah.
I think your five unmades buried down there in the bottom right corner, that could be a dark horse play right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what you
can... I think that's... I'm a fan of that one.
You've got some things I think that can build. That could be your linchpin right there.
All right, let's move on to Elliot's. Let's see where you ended up here. Oh, Tien speaks dialogue right at the header. Nice. Uh-huh. Okay, Kaladin entering Shadesmar. I want to talk about this one for a second. Does Kaladin dying and talking to Honor before he leaves count?
Probably not. For the same reason we talked about the chasm earlier. Isn't that mine too? Yeah, it's in the same column. Death, yes. Death prevents enters.
Okay, so if Kaladin dies and then, like, you know, has a conversation Vin style before going to the beyond, I don't think that counts.
I think I agree.
All right.
I think my favorite is row two in this one. Row two.
She's Kaladin not hungry.
Shadesmar's in that one.
Kaladin, Gavinor. So this one, Gavinor and Oridan, that one I'm a little torn on. I could see Oridan, but not Gavinor.
I can agree with that. Definitely Zeth will not die. So that's where you really blundered your bingo board here.
Maybe.
Okay. All right, Paul, what do you got here?
A lot of wild stuff.
I still think you should have put a third storm and one storm on the same board. That would have been funny.
cover my bases.
Right.
Just not in the same line, right?
Right. You can't do that. Yeah, you got to put them like maladroitly.
I will say, I think that's as likely as Kaladin both swearing his fifth ideal and ending not bonded.
Uh huh. Yeah,
I think you could have the third storm come and then end with one storm left. You know?
Maybe.
You could. I think that's as feasible as the fifth ideal Kaladin and ending with no bond. That's pretty extreme. The ones I'm hoping for the most are Tanavast POV and some of the dialogues. Vasher and Nightblood.
Xyle and Azure.
Yeah.
The Brazen Ashen one, I think we should give you flashbacks as well. Like, if any scene is on Braze or Ashen, we should give it to you.
I would agree with that. I'm wondering who's gonna, like, if it's like in a Dalinar, like a vision or Dalinar vision or something.
I would still give it to you.
Visiting? Okay.
If we see like Ashen being destroyed by,
it does say we as in like the reader, like we the reader will visit one of these places.
Yeah. So I would still give it to you even if it's in a vision. Or we see Talon getting, you know, beat up for 4,000 years or something like that.
Paul, I think your bottom left to top right diagonal is pretty wild. If you get that bingo, that's going to be a wild ride.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Crazy enough, I think the thing that's least likely to happen in that diagonal is the weeping. I don't think the weeping will be in this book based on the condensed timeline we have.
I will say, Trevor, while I kind of agree with you, I'm surprised that you have a snow scene as highly likely as you do. I don't know why you prioritize that very highly. It is currently snowing. It's like your like crux, like the piece.
The reason why I added it is because we haven't had a snow scene in Stormlight yet. It hasn't been like something that Brandon has pursued.
Yeah, it's not a particularly snowy planet.
You're right, but we're gonna go over the mountains to what's it? Shinovar. And we're also hanging out in a tower for presumably a good portion of the book. So surely it'll snow at some point.
Classic Colorado point of view.
Yes.
In fact, I think it's currently snowing for me right now.
Wow.
It's actually
about 80 degrees outside my door right now in Texas. So
I checked outside before we started recording, and it was definitely snaining outside my door.
I drove through the snow to...
Snaining.
Yes.
Get back from work. Okay.
I have one thing I want to point out.
Yeah.
As an aside note, before you wrap us up, Trevor, this was incredibly fun. I absolutely love this. These are really fun bingo cards. I will say, these are, if we wanted to get really crazy and talk about a lot of the mainline things, there's a lot of things that we didn't touch on or weren't submitted or we didn't have come up. Moash, redemption arcs, a lot of our other character deaths or lives, contest of champions. There's a lot of things to dive into, which we will see in this book, but this is really crazy and fun. So I just wanted to point out that there's a lot of major things to predict that did not make the list.
Now that you mention it, not only was Moash not on our boards, he wasn't even submitted at all.
If he was, I would have been jumping on that. So yeah. Our list is a bit out there. It's a bit wild. It's a bit secondary, tertiary aspects on a lot of things. So I just wanted to mention that as a disclaimer. That there's a lot of wild stuff. It's not really the main plot points. I feel like we could even formulate one that's more of like, what do you really think is going to happen with the plot? You know?
All right. We'll probably print these out and have them as we go through our episodes. So we will close there. If you guys would like to follow along, we'll probably do this in our Discord as we, you guys will probably do your bingo cards by the end of the year, the listeners and the viewers, but we will do this as we're going over the next year. So feel free to share if you guys want to make a bingo card, feel free to share yours and you can cross yours off as we cover it. So thanks for joining me, Paul and Elliot.
Toodles.
See you later.